We're joined here by the head coach of the North Central Missouri College man in Jeremy Esri. It's been a good stretch of ball. Really, the only thing over the last 2 weeks that I think coach would want to change is a buzzer beater against Southwestern. I'm well aware of this, coach. If you look at that Ellsworth game, which was a tough one all the way till now, the only setback you had was just one shot that went through your rim, right?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, we're up two with 3 seconds left. They had to go full length of the court. And we liked our odds, but you know, unfortunately, it didn't end out that way. So, but yeah, you know, overall, I think our guys have been playing tough lately, and we got to continue to do that if we want to keep winning.
Boy, for those that like entertaining close games, you know, back and forth, and you don't know who's going to win until the last 5 minutes, that's been you guys for the last four games. You've won three of four. You're on a winning streak, but man, it has not been easy, has it?
It certainly hasn't. You know, and those everybody but Southwestern has been ranked or receiving votes in that time span, and you know we've definitely had to earn every single possession and all that stuff, and it's been a lot of close games, that's for sure.
Last year at this time, I thought Cam Bevel for your program coach be a good rotational guard, play a little bit, maybe come off the bench, you know, kind of be an energy guy. He's turning into one of your go-to guys. Was it Johnson County where he had 33?
Yeah, he had 33 on Johnson County and 19 the other night against Allen County. And, just doing some good stuff for us and just being dynamic and getting to the rim and, you know, attacking and shooting all right from outside. He's probably like him to be a little bit better, but overall doing pretty good with it.
Yeah, where did you see, yeah, because, you know, Cam didn't play very much, if I remember, this time last year. Played certainly a lot more after Christmas, but he's turning in, as I said, he's turning into one of your go-to guys and go-to players. Where did the light turn on for him at the college level?
You know, I think things are starting to slow down a little bit. He's a guy that has a lot of energy, and he's always moving and stuff. And, you know, now things are just when he took a deep breath and calmed down a little bit, I think he was able to, get a little bit more out of his production and stuff, rather than just going 100 miles per hour all the time.
You guys, you know, the last time I saw you play was Ellsworth, and that was 2 weeks ago. And yeah, they're really good. They're unbeaten. I think, you know, they were at the time ranked top 10, and I'm sure they're every bit as good as that. Yeah. Aside from the fact that you kind of took lumps that night, did you kind of feel like that just taking that loss in the fashion that you did? Did it kind of light a fire under you guys a little bit for late November into December?
I hope so. You know, they're a really good team, really good coached team, and they certainly put it to us that night. And, you know, I hope we learn from it, and we realize what we have to do on a day-to-day basis to be better and to, to have different expectations. We had to change some stuff and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I think so. I hope they did light a fire under.
But, yeah, and as we talk now, you've won 4 of 5. If you go back just a week plus, You went over to Quincy last Tuesday, and at that point, you had lost 4 of 5. So, yeah, that's how quickly things can change in college basketball. But it also tells me that in the ebb and flow of momentum, that win at John Wood last Tuesday, Coach, really big for the Pirates.
Certainly was. Yeah, it certainly was. And it was a good win for us in a tough environment against another very well-coached team, ranked team. And, it was definitely big for us too. And, you know, we had to come from behind most of the game, and guys just kept fighting and, you know, did a great job with it.
We talked at the start of the season on November the 1st when you get the ball rolling and you get to playing games that you're still trying to figure out rotations and who's going to play here and what group's going to work well with each other. You're a handful of games now, you know, 10, 11, 12 games into the season. Do you have more answers on that? Do you feel like through a month, Coach?
I wish I did on that, Tom. I don't know if I really do. We're playing different lineups still, and it's kind of it's good and bad. It's kind of whoever's hot force at that moment is going to play, and whoever's rebounding and hitting their free throws and stuff, and whoever may be struggling a little bit, and, you know, it might not be their night. We got to, you know, hope that it's going to be their night the next time, and they need to cheer on their teammates and, you know, hope for a win no matter what. But, yeah, I would love to have more of a definition of a rotation and all that stuff, but right now, a lot of guys have been stepping up at different times, and it's making it really hard on us.
Well, you know what? That means you have good depth. There's worse problems to have with the team, isn't
there? That's
true.
That's very true. Yeah. We'll take our depth, that's for sure.
One of the things, and it's been a couple of games since I've been at the Ketchum Center, but I certainly have noticed this from the games that I attended and called, and just kind of the reports on the last couple of games. Yeah, there's always been great fan support at the Ketchum Community Center, but if you know, Jenny's game against KCK, the place was packed last week. I know there's a pretty good-sized crowd for your game against Johnson County. Overtime win on Sunday. Yeah, it's one thing to have people there that in a gym that's maybe half full that are enthusiastic, but you're packing out the gym over the last three, 4 games. I mean, people are showing up.
Yeah, we're so lucky in that aspect and in those regards. We're just so lucky that we have great fans and great fan support, community support, and and our game on Sunday was going up against the Chiefs, and we still had a great crowd. And when we were playing at John Wood and watching Coach Croy's team play before we played and stuff, they had another great crowd. And, so it's special to be a part of because you don't get that at every junior college, that's for sure. You certainly don't get that at every junior college. So for us to be a part of it and have that in our backyard is really, really nice, really, really special.
So for those that didn't get the storyline, and I got this off the Allen County site Wednesday morning, you get down by, I think it was in that 8 to 10 category, maybe 12 at halftime. Yeah, the lean ballooned a little bit in the second half at Allen County. You're coming off a big home win. Those are the kind of games where some teams will just kind of, you know, it's not our night and just kind of, you know, get ready for the bus ride home. You guys didn't do that. You kind of dug in. You really dominated the boards late. You hit your free throws late. You got a big road win on Tuesday.
We certainly did. Yeah, we certainly did. And it was just nice to see, nice to have. Our guys, like you said, they stuck with it. They kept believing. They stayed with the process and just kept grinding one out and finally found a way because they led probably 38 minutes of that game. They led majority of the game and stuff, but our guys just kept believing that, hey, we can get there, we can get it, we can keep it close, and then we finished it down the stretch.
Jenny told me, too, that as far as, you know, atmosphere at Allen County, it was really good. The place was packed, it's loud, you know, folks in the Iola community come out and they support Allen County. So to be able to play in that atmosphere, stay close, and then win it in the end, that has a lot of lasting benefit for the Pirates, I'd imagine.
It certainly does. Yeah, it certainly does. And, yeah, we talk about our home atmosphere, and I'll still take ours over theirs, but, man, theirs was good. It was another really good atmosphere, and they had a lot of students there, and those are fun to play in, fun environments to play in, and again, that said something about our guys, because they had the crowd against them as well, and they did a really good job of remaining mentally focused and finishing the task at hand.
Yeah, and you kind of get to the point, too, you know, you won by 9 at John Wood, you won in overtime, you stayed close, and, you know, you won. In order to be a good basketball team at the junior college level, teams are going to score points against you. You don't blow out a lot of teams by 40 every night, so you got to find a way to win close ball games. And knock on wood, you've done that in the last week.
We certainly have. Yeah, we certainly have. And, it's nice when they're not all close, but, you know, if they are, then, hey, as part of it as well. And so, it's good to win close ones. There's definitely that one that in the back of our head that we wish we still would have been able to win and get. And, hopefully we can have some redemption on Saturday. But, to see us respond and win a couple close ones after that against Southwestern, that's nice to see.
Next broadcast Wednesday, Ketchum Center Highland here. We'll have that on Z101.7, women at 5:30, men at 7:30. Pirate men hosting the Central Methodist JV Toy Drive that night at 7 Monday night. So you have this rematch. You just mentioned it, Coach. Southwestern got you here last week, or rather the 19th, on a buzzer beater. That's going to sit not real well with the guys. You get a rematch at Creston on Saturday at 2. What makes the Spartans good this year?
They're just they move so well without the ball. I think they do a lot of good things offensively that are hard for us to guard. Everybody can shoot it. They got 5 guards out there, or even their bigs can shoot it. And, they make it hard for us to guard their actions. And, we're getting ready for practice today, and we're going to have to guard it and guard it and guard it and hopefully get comfortable with it. But so it's just how they get to the rim, how well they shoot it is really, really tough to defend. And then when we're on offense, I think their defense is just, they're trying to make us make mistakes. They're not going to get out and pass in lanes. They're just going to be really solid defensively. And hope that we miss shots. And so we have to continue to be aggressive.
I know you have practice coming up here in 10 minutes, so last question here. But a month into the season, you know, if you divide the season into kind of 4.5 months, this is kind of the quarter mark. And you only have 4 games as we stand now in Christmas. At this point, on December the 1st, what makes you the most pleased with what you've seen from your team through a month?
You know, I think our resiliency. I think that, you know, we haven't shot it great at times. We haven't probably executed as well at times, but I think we have a mindset that, you know, we're never going to quit, and that we're going to just keep working. And, you know, I think that's a great trait to have. And so we definitely have to sharpen some stuff up. But, you know, I've just been happy with how resilient we are and how we approach every game and every practice. And we have to got to continue that.
I mentioned the 3 games coming up between now and next Thursday, the last game prior to Christmas break. For the Pirates, going to be down at Johnson County on Saturday, December 10th at 4 o'clock. You guys will be going head-to-head with MUKU at that hour, Coach.
Yeah, we will. We will, and that's going to be another fun one.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that's going to be another fun one, and it's great to see that rivalry back. And so, yeah, it'll definitely I didn't realize that till now. You kind of a little damper on that. That's one I'd love to watch. So
yeah.
I definitely have to record that.
Yeah, my DVR is going to be going. I might be in Overland Park that day. I'm not sure yet, but we'll make plans at this point. I know the Tigers and Jayhawks tip off at 4:15, and you guys tip off at 4 o'clock. So it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is what it is. So, yep.
Hey, congrats on this winning streak, Coach. Good luck up at Creston on Saturday.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.